Hello, this is customer service calling you back. I'm returning your phone call. How may I help you?
Oh, okay. Is this now? I'm going to be ignorant about this. Is this Healthy Trim Today? That's what it's known as?
Well, we are a call center that service multiple products.
Okay, and I don't mean to be bugging you, but
No, you're fine.
I'm trying to find out about this because I have three charges on a credit card of mine, but I don't know what this product or what this person or what this company is. This Healthy Trims
Okay.
Today. And there are three, May, June, and July, and they're all for the same amount, $59, $89. Then it has underneath it $1.08. I assume that's tax, maybe. But
Okay.
it showed up. So I was trying to track it down and find out what it is, or did I buy something? I didn't buy any facial product. And I don't think my wife did either.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
15668.
Thank you. And what was your name?
Last name is Skillings, Skillings.
Merzone?
Yes.
Okay.
So far, so good. What did I buy?
One moment here. Can you verify your address?
4315 Woodbine Court, Murrysville, Pennsylvania, 15668.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you enter a contest in May?
To the best of my knowledge, I didn't. And I'm gonna be, wow, in May,
Excuse me, yes, sir.
pertaining to anything in particular?
No, you may have did a survey, entered a contest or something like that back in May. Now, this charge is for the Bites Hub meal app.
The who?
It's a meal app. Let me see here. Just a moment here. Okay, yes, sir. It is for a meal app.
When you say a meal app, as in food like meal
Yes,
app,
correct.
no food has come here
Well, no,
whatsoever.
it's an app to help you prep your meals, with
No,
like a
my wife's
diet plan.
an excellent cook, but she would never get anything like that
Okay.
in that respect, you know. But it started in there's three on there, May, June, and July.
May, June, and July, correct.
For 59, 89.
89, correct.
Yes. Okay, but you're saying I signed up for this?
Yeah, it was done through a contest entry back in May.
I'd have to find out what they're referring to because I cannot recall of any contest. What would I sign up? I mean, for a food app, and I'm not trying to be smart about anything, but I mean, I live with an excellent cook. I wouldn't think about signing up and getting a food app because
Gotcha.
she like the one, and we get these food and wine magazines every now and then, and we always make something different out of that, but that's about the extent of anything that we go. Recipes that come out of there, but a food app, And I know there's all kinds of advertising, but even, gee, to enter a contest and get a food app? No. And even at late night, if I've been up watching television, a lot of times, something like that, wow, I can't see any reason for a food app. Is it possible that somewhere there's like a, maybe one number off or something on a cart? But you said my name,
Yeah,
so
and your address and all of that.
yeah. But I cannot recall in May signing up for any kind of a food app whatsoever.
Okay. All right. So if you like, that can be canceled.
And this is, I mean, this, it just is, I'm sort of lost. I'm dumbfounded when you say I signed up for a food app. How did this take place?
When entering into the contest or filling out that survey,
But what would the survey be like? Because
I
me,
can't say exactly what it would be.
yeah, because myself personally, taking and doing surveys, you can count on one hand if I've done surveys in my life. I'm 74 years old, so as far as taking a survey, I'm not into that. I'm retired, kicked back. That's what's getting me. I wouldn't have taken any kind of survey. That's what's bugging me. Who said, who and how said I took a survey in order to get to have this, entered in like that?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to answer that. I just, see that in front of me that that's how it happened through a survey.
Could you tell me where I can go to find this out through a survey? Somebody has to, I mean, this is,
No, sir, but I can cancel this for you.
but what about this 50, this charge of 3 months of $59.89, which I have no evidence of a food survey?
Give me just one moment. Let me see what I can do.
I'm just wondering about this, but I'm curious how this developed.
I wish I can answer that.
Yeah. I mean, if this is part of this company, someone there has to know what survey took place that constitutes a charge for a food
No,
app.
we just see that it was a contest entry or a survey of some sort. That's the only thing we see, but exactly what, we can't tell you that.
Again, I apologize for saying this, but that's kind of, if. How can I say it without hurting anybody's feelings? I'm like, this is what this website comes to. You have my name and stuff, and I'm saying I didn't enter a contest.
Right. So with that being said, because you're saying that you didn't enter, that would be considered fraud. I can get you over to the fraud team so they can take it, take care of it from there. Because fraud, we do take it fraud serious, and it is
Yeah,
and if
no.
anyone use your card without your authorization, we're gonna make you aware that
That's the other thing. This card is not. This particular card is like for what we use for travel and only. But
So,
if I did something stupid, I'll be the first to admit and say I'm wrong about this.
right, I
I'm not.
definitely understand that. So that's why we
Yeah.
do take fraud seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So, that's why we have to ask those questions. But I can go
Oh,
ahead and
and
get
yeah,
you to the fraud team so
I
they can take
appreciate
care of it
that.
for that. Okay,
If they can
got you.
show me that I did something, if I signed up for something but a meal card, my mother-in-law's a senior citizen, but she's way down in North Carolina, so
Yeah, I'll get you connected over to fraud so they can take
I
care of you.
appreciate that, young lady.
It's no biggie. Give me just a moment.
You okay?
My mama here.